From 1940, when there were air raids at night, my father, mother and I used to go along Powder Mill Lane beside the river to a factory shelter by the AK-AK gun. The shelter was by the AK-AK gun near the lodge. The lads who manned the gun enjoyed our company, and we brought them cakes, etc., and it made a little change for them. They used to say, "Nothing ever happens here." But in 1942, a landmine did drop in the village. And in March 1945, a V-2 did a lot of damage. When it became obvious that the war was not going to end soon, the factory built us a small shelter to sleep six in, right beside our back door. This made life a bit easier, as we no longer had to trail down Powder Mill Lane every time the siren went. However, in the big shelter, we had at first used with the factory firemen and policemen and their families, the evenings had been quite enjoyable, although sometimes we were there from 6 p.m. until 7 a.m. It had been built to sit 60 people, sitting on forms, but it dwindled to about 20 because some people would not go in as it was shelter number 13. Those of us who were left were able to stretch out on the forms or sit on deck chairs with extensions for our legs and made things quite comfortable. The shelter was never hit, although we could hear the doodlebugs going over, which was quite scary. The damage was quite bad when the V-2 rocket fell in Highbridge Street, as it demolished a number of buildings, including Carr's Mill, the courthouse, and a number of old cottages and almshouses, the Ordnance Arms and the Drill Hall, where we used to go for concerts and dances.